Welcome to Find Me in a Book. This podcast is meant to be like you're talking to your best friend about romance books. I share my passion with those who love to read, those who don't have time to read, or those that don't like to read, but still want to know and be involved with book conversations. Thank you for being here. Let's get started. Hi. Wow. Okay, so life just like doesn't give you a break. Like, it's just like, hey, we're gonna do all this stuff to you. And it's like, great. I mean, I'm here for the ride. Yeah, so it's been a whirlwind, of course. We have just been so busy, and one of our dogs is sick, and that's like a full-time thing because we have to take him out like every half hour, else he just doesn't hold it in. And so that's been a lot. We found some dog diapers, which has been helping. But it's just like, I can't even imagine it being like an actual child. I mean, he is like my baby, but like an actual child, maybe it might be a little bit easier just because they can hopefully communicate with you. But it's still sad. Like, it's still so sad. So this, yeah, past week he's been sick. So we've had to take him to the vet a couple times, just get all the stuff in his system. And it's just been a lot. So this episode, again, is going to be up on the day that it's supposed to be out. And it's just, you know, we got to do what we got to do. I haven't been able to stream, even though I've been like, oh my gosh, come to my stream. But then I haven't been able to. Sunday, I was planning on it, but then realized that the Oscars are there. And I'm like, I can't compete with the Oscars. So yeah, that didn't work. I'm hoping tomorrow I'll be able to, because I've gotten like halfway through the Heir of Fire in the Throne of Glass series, and I want to talk about it. Because the last time I did a stream, I was halfway through the first book of the Throne of Glass, and now I'm on the third book, and I'm like, I gotta talk to someone about it. So I only talk about those books on the stream. So tomorrow, I don't see anything getting in my way of streaming. So let's just, you know, cross our fingers that it works out, that we can talk about it. So, oh my gosh. Yeah, it's just been crazy. And the book today, if you are aware, I mean, everyone is pretty much aware of Rebecca Yarros at this point, but she does contemporary, like that's her first like love, I guess, or her first writing projects, writing like books and everything is contemporary, mostly in the military, like military contemporary romances. And I didn't read them until after her Fourth Wing. That's where I became aware of her, as a lot of people did. And the first series I picked up was Full Measures from her. Obsessed with it, loved it, broke my heart, made me sob, made me love everyone. And the same with my mom and sister, that they went through the same emotions. And then I saw this book, which I think this one came out before the full series or maybe right after, but it's called The Last Letter. And it's been pretty popular the whole time that it's been out, I want to say. And it wrecked me. Like, it wrecked me. And if, I mean, with Full Measures, it was like couples and like different branches of military, like they were active in the military and everything. And so there's like that aspect, because like my brother-in-law's active in the military. And so my sister, like, it really affected her. This one, he's out of the military, but it involves kids. And so I told my sister again, I was like, you're going to sob, because I sobbed and I don't even have kids, but she's going to sob because she has kids and her husband's in the military. So I'm like, I don't know if these books are great for you because they're so relatable. Yeah, just be aware that you're going to freaking sob in this book, and you think that it's all going to be great and it goes one way, and then at the very end, it has a twist and you're like, what did I just read and why am I sobbing my eyes out? So just so that you know, I'm not going to tell you like what happens at the very end. Because, you know, I don't want to give that much spoilers. But yeah, so I mean, I guess there are some spoilers that I'm gonna get, but you kind of find out within like the first chapter of like the book of what kind of the book is gonna be about. So it's not like too much spoilers. But yeah, again, I'm not gonna tell you the very end. But let's just get into it. I don't really have any. I mean, I still have the same TBR list as I said last week, so I'm not gonna go over that. But I kind of just want to get into this book, and this probably will be a short episode just because, y'all, I got stuff I gotta do. Like, I gotta watch this dog, like, make sure he doesn't, you know, go everywhere on my carpet. It's just, it's a lot, okay? It's life. We're fine. Usually these episodes aren't, like, longer than 45 minutes. This one will probably be, like, maybe 20 minutes, which it's fine. Like, you can listen to it while you're on your day, or if you have a quick minute throughout the day. Like, I like to keep it short, simple, and sweet, and just kind of go with your guys' schedule as well. So, let's get into it. We have Ella. She has twins. She had her high school sweetheart. Her and him were, like, I think they were, like, 18, 19, and they're, like, let's get married because they actually, no, they got married because they loved each other. He was super rich. His dad was really influential. And then once she got pregnant, like immediately, he was like, nope, I'm out. And his dad came and was like, I'll pay all this money, like to like basically give like abortion. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. So they completely like stopped all contact with her. Her grandma basically raised her and her brother, because their dad died in Iraq and their mom died in a car accident a month later, which is really, really sad. And so they stayed with their grandma, and she owned a B&B. So once their grandma died, Ella took over at like 20 years old. And her brother went into the military right when he turned 18, and his name's Ryan. And so he's been in the military for a while. He talks to Ella, obviously, all the time. And he's like, hey, I want you to write my best friend. His name, well, his call name is Chaos. And so that's what she calls him. They write letters back and forth. He's pretty hesitant at first just because he's kind of like this gruff, like doesn't want to make any connection with anyone because he was in like the foster system his whole life. And so he's had a pretty rough life. And doesn't want to make like any connections with anyone because he doesn't feel like any relationship is worth it. Even like the friendship with Ryan, he's very reluctant to have, but he still does because they're like on the same team. So he's just kind of a no nonsense, doesn't have a lot of people skills, just wants to get in, get the job done. Military's his whole life. And his actual name is Beckett, but she only knows him as Chaos. So she is writing back and forth with Chaos, Ella is, and she, in one of the letters, says that Macy, because there's Macy and Colt, those are the twins, and I believe they're 5 or 6 at this point. Are they that young? Maybe they're older. Maybe that's a different book that I'm thinking about, that they are that young. I'm not exactly sure on the... Oh, wait, they are that young because... I think they're in kindergarten or first grade. I think they're in kindergarten. So they're young. They're like 5 or 6. And Macy collapses on the playground and she has like really high temperature. So they take her in, or Ella takes her in, and the doctor thinks that she has leukemia. And so she's like, I don't think that's right. Like, I'm going to get a second opinion because basically... this doctor has like done them wrong before. He just doesn't know what he's talking about. So she's like, I'm going to go to a bigger place, like in Denver, because they live in Telluride, Colorado, which I think is like a small town, kind of ski town. That's what the B&B is. It's kind of like a mini ski resort. And so she's like, I'm going to go get a second opinion. And they get a good doctor, and she actually has neuroblastoma, which is a cancer. I don't know a lot about it. I think it has to do, like, the cancer was in, like, her bone marrow, and, like, it was pretty bad. She only had maybe, like, a 10% chance to live. So already, this happens in, like, the first of the book. Already, I'm like, oh, what are we in for? Like, this is heavy. Like, heavy and sad, and I don't know if I'm ready, because I've read those other books and I'm like, okay, if she's gonna do something like this, like, this is it, you know? And so, of course, I say of course, that sounds so like crass, but her brother does die over in the Middle East. And of course, Beckett, which is Chaos, has a hard time with it, and he gets released. But when he comes home, his like commander is like, hey, we want you to come back, like, after you have some time off. Like, sign this year thing, but we'll say that you are on leave, like some type of leave, that he would still be kind of signed up with the army, but they would give him this year-long leave, and he'd still have the insurance, still have everything. And so he's like, I don't know, like, let me think about it. And he immediately goes over to Ella. He introduced himself as Beckett. He doesn't say that he's Chaos. And he's like, hey, I got this letter from Ryan, like, his basically, like, death letter, saying to come and take care of you. Like, I am here to come and take care of you. And she's very reluctant at first, but he just kind of is there at the right moments and is very helpful with taking care of Colt while she is, like, in the hospital with Macy and getting, like, all these treatments. And then a little later, he finds out that their insurance doesn't cover Macy's, like, treatments and tests and things like that. So he's like, hey, why don't you marry me? And he goes to his commander and he's like, hey, I want to do that year-long leave. I need this insurance. And his commander's like, okay, great. So he's like, Ella, please marry me. Like, I want these kids to have my insurance. I want them to be taken care of. And she's like, no, I don't believe in marriage anymore. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, it's not worth it. Like, I will figure out somehow to pay for this. And she actually comes up with the idea, like, hey, why don't you adopt these kids? And he's like, okay, like, if that's the only way that I can be in these kids' lives, because he loves those kids. Like, he is the perfect father figure. Like, he genuinely cares for them. He, like, at this point, also, Ella is kind of coming on to him. Like, she really likes him. She wants to, you know, kind of have a relationship with him. And he's like, no, no, no. Like, I want to help you. I want this. I really want you. Like, I want this relationship with you. But, like, this is not what you need right now. And so he is a gentleman. And he's like, we can't do this relationship right now. And so she, of course, goes through self-doubting and, like, you don't want me. He's like, no, I want you. It just, you know, we got to take care of your daughter first. And so they do go through with him adopting them, which is really great. And it's a very special moment. And he just, like, genuinely loves these kids, which I love. And he's there for Colt because his mom can't be there for him. Ella still doesn't know that he's Chaos, which, of course, it's kind of predictable that it's going to come out and she's going to be mad at him, because that's kind of how a lot of books go. And it does a little bit later, which we'll talk about. So they are doing great. And the cancer treatment is working, and it's slowly, like, Macy's starting to feel better. She's kind of going back to school. Colt and her, they're twins. They love each other so much, brother and sister. Beckett also joins, like, the search and rescue in the area just to kind of have, like, a part-time job, just to keep him busy. And he lives at one of the little cabins at the B&B area so that he can be close by. And all of a sudden, an insurance, like, adjuster, insurance agent, kind of investigator shows up with, like, his commander and is like, hey, we don't think this is real. And they're trying to convince her, like, no, this is real. Like, he wanted to adopt the kids. It's, like, they have to basically tell her, like, it's not just for insurance, even though it kind of was. And this lady's like, no, I'm going to have you put in jail. I'm going to have all these fines. You're not going to be able to cover, like, any of her hospital bills, all this stuff. And all of a sudden, Beckett's like, no, I can prove it to you. And he goes and gets all those letters from when he's like Chaos and shows her like, hey, this is my call sign. We've actually been writing for a long time, just to show that like background and relationship. And of course, that's when Ella finds out he's Chaos, and she is like devastated because she thought that Chaos died with Ryan, her brother. And so she has just been like grieving both of them, and she's so upset. She thinks that he lied, which he basically did, which if I was in that situation, I'd be upset for maybe like a couple days. And then I'd be like, oh my gosh, you are such a good guy. Like, you did this all for me, for my kids. Like, I would just be like even more smitten. Like, I wouldn't even be that upset. Like, I would completely understand why he kept that hush hush, you know? Like, that's what, I don't know. I hate how books do that sometimes. And it's like a long period that they're really mad at them. And it's like, okay, I get that you have like trust issues, but it was like for your own good. It wasn't hurtful. It wasn't like a big detriment to anything. It didn't ruin anything. So why are you so upset? I don't know. That's just me though. And so at that point, they had been together. Like, they had been dating for like 6 months. Everything was going so good. And they break up. She breaks up with him. And they kind of go their separate ways for a month. They don't see each other. She thinks that he has completely moved away. But then he gets a call from the school that Ella and Macy are at, like, the doctor's, that Colt got into a fight. And Beckett is still one of his emergency contacts, and they can't get a hold of his mom. And so Beckett is like, okay, I'll come pick him up. And he takes him back to his house, which he built this beautiful house on like the back property of the B&B, because Ella had to sell some property to be able to afford like these treatments, and she had to like mortgage the B&B. And so he had bought that property that she sold off through like this investment company so that she wouldn't know. But he, like, in that the time that they weren't talking, actually when they first started talking and he moved there, he was starting to build this house. So by the time that he goes and picks up Colt, this house is completely built and it's beautiful, and he basically built it for Ella. And so Colt is there with him spending some time. She goes and she calls Beckett back and was like, hey, where do you live? He tells her. She's like, oh my gosh, you were the one that built this. And she's like, hey, I want to open my doors back up to you. I want these kids to have a relationship with you. Like, they've been really sad that they can't see you. And he's like, well, I've been really sad too, because like, I love these kids. And so she's like, okay, we can start seeing each other again, not them dating, but just like he can have a relationship with the kids again. And she is so impressed by this house, and she's like, you know what, he is a really great guy. And so they are just like friends for a couple months. And at one point she's like, okay, I'm ready. Like, let's be together. And I don't know, gosh, I don't know if they were together yet or they had just gotten together, because he's on the search and rescue team, and it had been a year. He decided to not be in the military, but by that time, the search and rescue team was like, hey, we want you full time. Here's our insurance. And he was like, great, still can have insurance, still can have these kids on insurance. And yeah, I can't remember if they are together yet or if they got together afterwards, but that's where the twist comes in, where he's a search and rescue. And I think Macy was there. So she is in remission and so great. You think everything's going great. And then all of a sudden he gets a call for search and rescue that these kids go on this field trip and there was a rock slide. And you can kind of guess what happens. But it's devastating and heartbreaking and awful. And I was like, why? Like, I was so happy that Macy was okay. And now you got to do this to me. Like, so, so heartbreaking. Like, I mean, I'm basically telling you what happens, but not, you know? So if you're not ready for that, then I don't think this is the book for you. Because if I knew how emotional it would be and how distraught I would be, I probably wouldn't have read this book, to be honest. It was too much for my heart. It was too much. And I made sure to tell my sister, like my mom, I was telling my mom like kind of about it. And she's like, okay, I probably won't read it. I'm like, okay, let me tell you everything that happens though. And she was like in tears, just me telling her what was happening. And I'm like, I know, just imagine reading this. So if you love a book that makes you cry, some people like that. Some people just want a good cry in a book. This is the book for you. Honestly, any of Rebecca Yarros's contemporary books most likely will make you cry, especially if they're military. They'll make you cry. I just want you to be aware of that. So yeah, that is that book, The Last Letter. I mean, kind of from the title, you know, it's probably going to be sad because like the cover has like the dog tags and all that. You're like, ooh, what am I getting myself into? Like, I kind of knew, but I did it for the podcast. You're welcome. It was a lot, but it was actually a pretty quick read too. So yeah, a lot of everything was just kind of packed in there. But you know what? We got to do what we got to do. And another solid book from Rebecca Yarros. And honestly, any of her contemporary, I'm here for it. Will I most likely cry? Yes. But you know what? That's okay because it's a great story, great characters, great depth, great everything. Absolutely loved it. Hopefully I'll be able to... Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to this week. Gosh, I really do keep pushing back the Nightbane book. I don't know if anyone's really waiting for it because it has been so long since I read The Light Lark, but I'm going to do it eventually. I'm going to figure it out. I don't know exactly what book is going to be next week, but that's okay. Like, we're going to figure it out. My parents also come next week to visit. But it'll be on like Thursday through Sunday. So it's not going to affect anything with like the podcast or anything like that. So I guess I just wanted to let you know that my parents are coming to visit and they are going to be so happy that it's in the 80s here in Arizona. It has been so nice. I know you're jealous, but it's fine. I'll stop talking about it, but I appreciate you guys and tune in on Wednesdays and Sundays. Hopefully I am streaming. We'll see, but I'm going to keep continuing to read the Throne of Glass series and I really want to talk about it. So anyways, grateful for you guys. Follow me on all the social medias and wherever you listen to this episode, if you could rate and review, that would be awesome. It really helps me out. But other than that, I will talk to you next week.